We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Taking you on a journey for the pursuit of PPC. Welcome to PPC Rockstars. Get ready to rumble through the latest PPC news and views from around the blogosphere. Learn from our host and the PPC pros that will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. We're cashing in the clicks with the PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
Hey, PPC friends, it's another episode of PPC Rockstars, and we have a special guest from outside the U.S. I always love to have guests from outside the U.S., but before we do that, I'm going to preempt the entire show by giving a little plug to the topic of our last show, which was the brand new, spanking new, sparkling organization called the Paid Search Association. This is a industry association that some friends and I put together recently and launched for the benefit of the PPC managers worldwide. And we encourage you to look into it. You can find it at paidsearch.org, and you will recognize many of the board members from this show and from seeing them speak at conferences and reading their excellent articles. People like Brad Geddes and Frederic Vallès and Melissa Mackey, Ginny Marvin. I'm going to leave a lot of them out, so excuse me, but please do check it out and interact with us and benefit as we hope you will. So back to the guest. This is David Bain, my virtual friend from the UK, one of my friends that we haven't met, who we haven't met yet, but I'm sure we will in the future. David is the author of a recently published book called Marketing Now, also a prolific webinar host and webcaster, and we're happy to have you on the show, David. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, David, thank you so much for asking me on. Great to be on with you and great to be on with you again. We've been on a couple of different shows together.
That's right.
You say virtual friends, you know, hopefully friend. I think by the time you see people via webinar video, it makes more of a difference instead
really
of actually
does.
Just emailing people. So I feel that
really
we met face to face.
Yeah, and I've seen a photo of your child who's
the
who's in the backdrop of the last time we were on.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. He's two very soon. So
nice.
Going from a baby to a toddler very soon. And can I just say it's a pleasure to be on Webmaster Radio as well. I actually started listening to Webmaster Radio in 2005.
Wow.
So that I guess dates my digital marketing journey a little bit.
Certainly. That's longer than I've been in the business for sure. Hey, we are going to talk today about a topic that so far to me is mysterious and controversial, which is the intersection or the relationship between content marketing and PPC advertising. So I'm going to let you start and we'll just have a conversation about it.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, digital marketing's been a funny old journey for me. And when I started, I guess it was really started, it was called internet marketing kind of back in the mid early 2000s. And you could do everything then, but after a while, I tended to zero in on SEO primarily.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, after a while, you know, I pulled back a little bit and I thought, you know, even though there's so much involved in this SEO thing, to do it really well, I kind of need to have a decent understanding. I don't know if you want to call it a T-shaped marketer, but a decent understanding of different types of digital marketing. And I think I started using paid search quite a bit when I was digital marketing manager for a company from like 2008 to 2012 or so. And back then, of course, I could get paid traffic for competitive keyword terms for perhaps 5 or 10 cents per click. You know,
right.
We're wishing for those days now. Yeah. Right. But now I reckon that because the landscape is so competitive, certainly in Google Ads and other fairly mature platforms, that you have to obviously do things exceptionally well, but you also know how PPC interplays with other areas within digital marketing to really ramp up and maximize the opportunity. So that got me thinking, well, you know, where do the majority of paid search professionals really focus? And I think, to be honest, it's still, you know, at first touch, at landing pages, at converting people to begin with. And I think the challenge that many businesses are facing or still face is that there's this customer journey, and there are multiple touch points in this journey, and that there are so many different types of experiences and pieces of software that businesses use at different stages in the journey without tying things up. And I think nowadays, as channel marketers, you know, we have to maybe step back and think, okay, how does my channel interplay with the whole customer journey, and how can I assist other channels, you know, at different touch points in the journey?
Good point. We talk a lot about I don't know if you'd call it post-visit aspects of pay-per-click advertising, but not enough about what happens once the visitor gets to the site, and how the pieces need to play together in perfect harmony. So what are some of your bits of advice for content on the site once the visitor gets there?
Well, I love HubSpot's thinking, or what they've done over the last year or so. And, you know, they've turned the traditional customer journey into what they call the flywheel. And that's an ongoing customer experience that incorporates marketing, sales, and service. So it's a circular approach, and each one leads on to the other. And I think that's a really nice way to think about what customers actually do and how they can assist you in the future of what you do in your business and in the future of your marketing activities. And if you think of customers potentially helping you with your marketing in the future, I guess there's the opportunity to have discussions with paid search, with other people in your team that wouldn't necessarily be involved after someone had bought from you. But I like thinking about the customer journey in terms of content. Obviously, Google's got the 3H model that they use. They've got their Hero Hub Help model that they like to use. And I actually was doing a bit of digital marketing kind of strategy work and training for a few companies, and added a fourth H onto that I called Heart, because I think the main type of content that Google missed in that model was landing pages and high converting type content. So I called that heart content as far as the 4H model that I came up with. But I mean, thinking about those 4Hs together, those different forms of content, I think is a neat way to really think about how paid search can fit into different touch points that prospects and customers experience along the journey. And that includes things like interacting with hero content, so incredible, big, informative pieces of content that you put out as a business. You might traditionally, as a business, have just focused on using those pieces of content to build authority to your domain in terms of SEO and build a lot of organic traffic or social traffic. But I would hope that businesses moving forward are doing things like tracking who's visiting those pages, and then coming up with bespoke retargeting campaigns for those who have visited that type of content. So I think that's what I'm talking about with regards to the interplay between content marketers and paid marketers.
Gotcha. Hey, tell us more about this 3H model. I'm not familiar with it, and I think our visitors or our listeners might want to hear more as well.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, Google came up with it about 3 or 4 years ago, and essentially it's called Hero, Hub, and Help. So Hero content is incredible experiential content, content that people are highly likely to resonate with and maybe share. So it's the kind of content that you would want to share with your friends. It could be a massive piece of content. It could perhaps be even a short video, but just so incredibly high quality that people want to share it. It's the kind of content that you would spend a lot of time producing as a business. So it's likely that you'd probably only publish it once every 3 months or so. It could be a massive white paper. It could be incredible video. It could be a long piece of long form content on your website. You've then got hub content, which is more episodic content. So that's content that people would publish on a regular basis along a theme. So that could be a blog, or it could be a podcast series like this as well. And then you've got the help content. Help content, from an SEO perspective, tends to be the types of queries that people are typing in relation to the category of business that you're in. These are nice terms to bid on, certainly for paid search as well. It makes it easier for people to navigate through your website as well, and makes it more likely that they'll stick in your website and have the queries answered in relation to what you're hopefully going to sell the prospect. So those were the three types of content that Google came up to begin with. I added that fourth called Heart, which was really landing page content, selling the content. I mean, from a landing page perspective, you know, obviously, David, you're you know, very well versed with what makes an excellent landing page. You know, from my perspective, I love Simon Sinek's process. You know, start with why, and you know, then build into your what and your how after that. And I think great landing pages follow that kind of framework. But you know, I call those pages heart pages, the heart of what a business does. And I think that if ads were formed around the various types of content that customers were experiencing at different touch points in the journey, then hopefully they're more likely to resonate with the user at the right time.
Great stuff. Good. Hey, listen, speaking of heart, we have some sponsors that would love to share their messages with our audience. So, David, stay with us, and listeners, don't go away.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
It passes before it's noticed. A slight rising of the eyebrows, a widening of the eyes. It may be accompanied by an almost imperceptible inhalation. The heart adds a beat like a quiet exclamation point on the experience. Within a tenth of a second, the reaction has passed, but not without leaving its mark. Someone found what they're looking for. Does your website deliver impulses to act? It can. Intended Consequences is the podcast for digital marketers who see their job as changing hearts and minds. If you're frustrated, bored, or in a rut, it's time to spread your wings with me, Brian Massey, and my guests. Find out how successful, curious, creative, and data-driven marketers are making a difference on purpose. Visit intendedpodcast.com or find us where you get your podcasts. Intended Consequences. Marketing on purpose.
Miami may be the sun and fun capital of the world, but it's also home to the largest literary festival in the U.S. Don't miss the Miami Book Fair, a week-long festival featuring more than 600 authors from all over the world with readings, signings, and panels, capped off by a three-day street fair. Find books in English, Spanish, and Creole for every interest and every age, from biographies and novels to poetry and comics. This year, come meet poets Richard Blanco, Reginald Dwayne Betts, and Joy Harjo, award-winning novelists T.C. Boyle, Susan Choi, Edwidge Dantica, Taya Obrecht, Julie Oranger, Leonard Pitts, and Karen Russell, plus authors exploring issues of the day such as Eve Ensler, Alex Kuplowitz, Danny Shapiro, Daryl Pinkney, Ambassador Samantha Power, George Will, and hundreds more. Take the little ones to Children's Alley for hands-on activities, characters, and storytelling. Enjoy music, food, and fun for the whole family right on the downtown Miami-Dade College campus. November 17th to the 24th. For details, schedules, and tickets, visit miamibookfair.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we are back with David Bain, with the author of Marketing Now. Tell us a little bit about the book. I think you and I collaborated a little bit around that, didn't we?
Yes, we did indeed. What we did, it was about 9 months ago or so, we participated in a series of online live streams. So I partnered with some big MarTech companies to broadcast these 3 minute tips, marketing tips from different thought leaders in the marketing world. So I had over 120 marketers join me once every 3 minutes and share their number one tip. So back when I did it, I actually called it Digital Marketing in 2019. So it was the number one tip for that. And yeah, you know, I went through all the content that was shared, and I thought it would be a big shame to actually pigeonhole it as digital marketing in 2019, because in reality the content shared, the tips shared, were so evergreen. High quality and evergreen. Exactly, yes. And so I came up with a name that was a little bit more evergreen, and of course I wanted to turn it into a book as well, so hence the name Marketing Now. And it was a challenge to put those events together, but of course I've built up to it by having my own podcasts and interviewing lots of people for that, and then building up that network. So it was relatively easy to get those 120 or so people together to create the content as a live stream for the book.
I think you must be selling yourself short. 120 people, it's like herding cats.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a lot of cat herding, yes, involved. You can make life slightly easier for yourself, obviously having a decent online booking system. But
That's right.
It was challenging, and but it's the kind of weird challenge that I particularly enjoy. However, I wouldn't, if someone's starting a podcast, I would not recommend starting with that level of insanity. You've got to start with hopefully just having conversations with people on a one-to-one basis.
So are you doing anything with podcasting regularly, or is it episodic as it has been?
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I actually did my first podcast in 2006, but I didn't really embrace the medium fully until 2014. I started a podcast called Digital Marketing Radio, and I did about 200 episodes of that. And that did very well, got to quite a decent volume of downloads. I wanted to rebrand a bit and took a bit of a step back. And I was also asked by SEM Rush to host their podcast as well. So I hosted their podcast for a couple of series. But then I produced this content, which is obviously for the book Marketing Now. And the intention is to get back to podcasting under the brand Marketing Now. And hopefully I'll be launching that at some point in 2020.
Nice, very nice. So let's get back to the topic at hand, content and PPC. So you're shedding light on something that is really eye-opening for me, which is that there is much more of a relationship between what SEO practitioners do with creating and posting quality content and the propensity of a PPC visitor to convert.
Yes.
Any other thoughts on enticing conversions from PPC visitors with content?
Definitely. I mean, there has to be an awareness of different channels nowadays as well. And I think to begin with, you have to step back and think, okay, what's the state of PPC? What's the state of content? And, you know, what has changed, and what are the most impactful, effective ways to go about participating in those channels nowadays? Now, obviously, from a paid perspective, you've got artificial intelligence, machine learning, you've got shift from keywords to audiences as well. You've got text ads that are still working, but you've got a big shift towards video as well. So video seems quite interesting. Artificial intelligence seems quite interesting there as well. And if you look at video and what's particularly successful from a paid perspective now, I really like some pre-roll ads on YouTube. I'm not sure, David, if you've seen an ad by a company called Wix. Have you seen their ads on YouTube?
I have not seen them on YouTube. I'm familiar with the company.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they've done loads of really interesting ads on YouTube. There was a guy called James Veitch that hosted an ad for them. And I really love the format of the ads, because obviously, as far as I'm aware with YouTube, it's still the case where over the first, I think it's 20 or 30 seconds, you don't actually pay for the view, as long as you, if someone actually skips the ad. I mean, right. That certainly was the case. So if someone watches the video or in the first segment of the video then skips, then as an advertiser, that's not going to cost you much. But as a creative advertiser, how can you take advantage of that? So what Wix have done is they've said from the presenter, you want to create a stunning website. I've already done it with Wix. Let me show you how it's done. And that's the first 5 seconds. That's what's shared in the first 5 seconds of the ad.
Gotcha.
So if you think about it, what you're doing there is you're isolating exactly who the prospect is. It's someone who actually wants to create a stunning website. And unless they're the target audience, they're going to say, hey, that's not me. I'm going to click skip here. I'm going to not view this whole ad here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that they do around the 10-second mark is just go to Wix.com. And a certain amount of people will do that as well. They'll skip the ad and they'll just go to Wix.com, and then they'll not actually pay for the ad for that person that visits the website. So I think, you know, to be the most successful paid marketer nowadays, I guess you have to be fairly creative in your approach. And that incorporates, you know, the whole experience that the customer gets within your ad creative, as well as the landing pages as well. And I think that's a great lesson, you know, from that advertiser, you know, how to be creative to maximize your return from that paid investment.
Certainly. You know, we don't talk enough about video advertising on the show. I thank you for reminding me that we need to do a little bit more of it and find some of our experts in that field. So what is next for you? What will you be doing in the next by the end of the year?
Sure. I'm trying to focus most of my time on podcasting, on hosting webinars, on hosting live summits as well. I've hosted a few live summits for a few MarTech companies, and, you know, a few podcasts and a few webinars as well. I think life is tough in digital marketing, is in that it's impossible to be an expert at everything. I love the fact that through my podcasts, I've been able to have incredible conversations with people like yourself, David, you know, who have, you know, taught me different things about their specialty as well, which means that I don't have to go out and research it myself. I remember years ago, I used to read lots of blogs, but now I just interview experts as well. And that's a great way to actually teach myself how to do it. I'm producing podcasts actually for a couple of companies in London as well. It's funny how, to a certain degree, when you're self-employed, that if you just put yourself out there and build relationships, then to a certain degree opportunities will find you. I'm trying to focus in on the areas of digital that I'm most passionate about. I think in the past I've maybe been guilty of trying to do too much and trying to be an expert at everything. And maybe even focusing on money over quality content and doing things that I'm exceptionally passionate about. And I'm trying to have the mindset now, okay, if I'm focusing in on these areas that I really love and I become an expert at that, and people reach out to me for help in those areas, then I'll eventually build an income stream as a result of that. And like people, you know, prominent people within the marketing industry have reached out to me to host their podcast and their virtual summits. So it seems to be working after a while.
Good job. Very good. Hey, we need to break again for another set of messages from our sponsors. So, David, hold on for a second, and listeners, don't go away.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Are now tuned in to the world's largest online radio podcast network for internet marketers looking to dominate the B2B marketplace.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm is home to some of the most respected authorities in all aspects of internet marketing, from SEO to affiliate marketing to social media, e-commerce, mobile marketing, and so much more. Our hosts travel to all stretches of the world and speak to the impact players that are affecting our industry. On air, on demand, and available on every mobile device that you can imagine. This is WebmasterRadio.fm.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we're back, headed into the home stretch with David Bain. David, do you get involved with live conferences at all?
I'd like to do more of that. I think I feel that I've done that a lot in the past, and it takes a lot of energy to put them on. I remember back in 2007, 2008, I used to do my own workshops. I used to actually do training sessions, full day training sessions. And I remember after doing that for a day, I was like in the hotel room, in the bath going, I can't move. That's it.
No, right.
And it's really, really tough to do that. It's not so bad to do a talk for 45 minutes, but I still find it much more exhausting to do that face to face than doing virtual. In saying that, it's likely that I'll get more back into it, but I've always said that what I need to do is develop my online offering to be a bit more effective and obvious before I do too many conferences. I think that there's a few people out there that do conferences because they love to do conferences, mm-hmm. and they're not necessarily building up a subscriber base or, you know, a potential set of customers as a result of doing that. And I think it takes so much energy to participate in offline events. You need to have a bit of a strategy behind it if you're doing it.
Truly. Yeah. It's a young person's game too.
Well, I heard, I was listening to a previous episode. And I heard that you're doing a couple of conferences this year, David. So
that's right. In fact, next week.
Yeah, okay, good stuff.
At, State of Search in Dallas and then Ungagged in Los Angeles. But I've been doing far fewer conferences in the past few years than I had in years past.
Is that intentionally? Are people definitely
intentionally? I mean, you know, I've done conferences for 40 years, and I really enjoy them. So the blush has not come off the rose. It's just that it's just too much time in the road, too much time away from family.
Yeah.
You know, I live on the ocean side. I live in a place that people go to vacation. So, you know, why spend time working when I don't need to?
Yeah, and also let them come to you. Wait until there's a conference in your back door.
Exactly. That's right. So, where do you go to get information? What other sources and resources do you use to get information about digital marketing or any other topics that you need to know about?
I think the place that I used to go probably more than anywhere from an SEO and paid search perspective was Search Engine Land. You know, that's continues to be a wonderful source of information with regards to, I guess, new things that are available within within the software, within, you know, what's happening in the various algorithms as well. I, as I mentioned previously, you know, I've pulled back a little bit from consuming blogs so much to instead interview people. There's a couple of podcasts that I quite like listening to. I think the podcast that I most listen to at the moment is actually a podcast called Mixergy by Andrew Warner. Okay. And it's a little bit more kind of entrepreneurial and focused on the challenges that business leaders face in the first few years of building their business, you know, but also from a marketing perspective as well. And they're really long interviews, and he goes into depth and he really challenges the various business leaders as to why they've done certain things. So I find that quite an interesting show. I zero in on podcast production quality as well. So I like to listen to a specialist podcast called Podcasters Roundtable as well, just going into the geeky stuff and you know, what makes a good show.
Which reminds me that, you know, Webmaster Radio was at the forefront, as you pointed out earlier, of not just podcasting, but digital marketing as well.
Absolutely. I mean, as I said, you know, I remember, you know, listening to Webmaster Radio 14 years ago. Shoe Money, I think, was the show that listened to mostly then. That's right. But there's quite a few other great shows.
That's right. And back then, I think it was the founder of Webmaster Radio, Darren Babin, who taught me that way back then, the acronym PPC stood for Pills, Porn, and Casinos.
Oh, I mean, it's just ridiculous how much it's changed. I mean, back when I was really getting going with doing well with SEO, maybe 2005, 2006, I was ranking not for those categories of businesses that you were talking about there, but for a fairly competitive type of business. And I was ranking for a keyword that was bringing me in about 1,000 organic visits per day.
Nice.
And it wasn't bringing me millions, but it was making me over $100 a day just for from the AdSense on the homepage.
Nice. Very nice.
And kind of back then, I could actually, you know, arbitrage and have paid search ads by, you know, I paid maybe something like 3 or 4 cents per click, and I was making an average about 7 or 8 cents per visitor. Nice. And I was doing things like having 60 or 70% click through rate from my ads and the pages that they were landing on.
But excellent.
Those were the days.
Indeed. Hey, David. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show. I could talk. We could talk for a long time, I'm sure. So I hope you'll come on again sometime.
That sounds great. I mean, it was wonderful to be on with you, David. An absolute pleasure, and hopefully we catch up soon.
Same here. And listeners, I think it's incumbent on us to let you know that we will be celebrating, or we Webmaster Radio will be celebrating 15 years in business on November 17th. So cue the crowd noise and have a drink on us on November 17th. And come back in a couple weeks. We've got another episode of PPC Rockstars for you. Take care.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.